Yo, this is Kane from Vomit Forth, and you're listening to Phantasm Podcast. Let's go.
Phantasm. Maximum terror.
That's your target audience, baby!
Phantasm.
And you know something? I sort of enjoyed it.
Phantasm.
Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal!
Gory Gore Quest Phantasm Podcast. I'm here with Kane from Vomit Forth.
What up?
On tour. Been a while since I've done one of these on tour interviews. The last time I saw you guys was in Atlanta. It was like Halloween, the Frozen Hole tour.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was like a trash can pit. I've never seen anything like it.
I don't even remember.
People were throwing a fucking trash can the whole time during the pit. Damn. So I was like, oh, damn, this is a great first time to see Vomit Forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully people followed since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how's the touring been? And
that's been craziness. That was the first one where we like made it happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was our first like real tour.
Yeah.
It was long. It was 7 weeks.
Yeah, that's
so
long.
It was like that was also when a lot of people in the band were like, I don't think I want to do this.
So that much.
So yeah, it was great, but then we also lost our like entire lineup after that. So
yeah.
It was fun, but it was just me and the drummer stuck around after that, and we have a new lineup. But touring's been crazy. I mean, it's been really good responses. We've done diverse tours, you know, so like we did like the Frozen Hole tour, which is like kind of our vibe.
Sure. Yeah,
you know what I mean, that's like Frozen Soul, Sang of Suicide, like Inoculation. They're not that
it was
far from us.
The perfect tour.
Yeah exactly. It's
especially
like
being introduced to this kind of band,
elements of all, like basically every element of death metal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then after that we did like a couple of days with this hopefully people know who this is, a band called Integrity.
Oh, absolutely.
Kings
part.
Yeah, one of our. I mean, we covered Integrity on that tour.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, that's one of our favorite bands. We did like a couple days with them. So we've been kind of like just switching it up, and you know, right now we're doing a tour with Last 10 Seconds of Life, which is like
awesome.
More kind of a deathcore band.
Sure, yeah.
And we're out with Tactosa too, who's also like another deathcore style band.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've been received well in all of those, so that's been cool. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. It's been kind of scary sometimes. Yeah.
Now, was that the same lineup you had? Well, so after that, was that still the... That
no,
one's on CD,
so,
Malevolence?
Yeah, so the last tour we did with that old lineup, we did the Integrity shows, and then we did our first headliner, which it was just us, and we played a fest called Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
We did dates down there and back home, and that was Ricky and Tyler's last tour with us. It was kind of like us saying goodbye.
It was also a Frozen Soul show at the Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like, it was kind of like everybody on that tour except for Inoculation, which sucks. But
Creeping Death, I think, played.
Yeah, it was like Tribal Gaze, Creeping Death.
Oh, yeah, Tribal Gaze too.
Fugitive played.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy. Nasty. Yeah, it was crazy. But
somebody posted about them earlier, Fugitive. I was like, they're like Obituary on speed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a lot of really the dudes good. From Power Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas Death.
Yeah. Band is awesome. Yeah. And Lincoln from Creeping Death is in that band too. He's
nice.
He's so talented. Yeah.
Yeah. That whole scene's popping off.
I mean, it's like all of it's good.
Yeah.
It's always, I mean, Texas has always been good. Texas always had like great bands.
That's right.
I mean, they had Power Trip, and they had this awesome black metal band called Bonal.
Yeah, yeah.
Their band was sick. Yeah. Texas is always cool.
Yeah, dude. So how's the current tour doing?
Cool. Yeah. Cool. It's been, like, weird just because I'm not used to... I'm 35. I'm old, so I kind of miss deathcore. I didn't really like, have a moment with it. Not that I don't like it. I'm kind of just kind of now understanding it. It's just a departure because we come from hardcore.
Sure, yeah.
So it's like... you know, to like a regular person, that's not different.
Yeah.
You know, but like in the scene, it's like vastly
different.
Yeah. So meeting new people. So it's been cool, but I'm like kind of having an adjusting period where I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's really slow.
Right.
But it's been awesome. Everybody's been really cool, you know, so I'm happy about that.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
Then talk a little bit about Seething Malevolence, just a couple.
That was like the hardest record I've ever had to record in my life. Yeah. It's like, I mean, so the record was recorded before we signed to Century, before we even went on that tour.
Yeah.
And it was, we finished recording it just before that tour.
Mm-hmm.
And us being signed to Century Media wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
We didn't even know about it. And we just did it, and it was like, than it was pre-COVID.
I mean,
so we did that, and then we had all the instruments recorded. But I just wanted more because Vomit Forth was kind of, to me, I was like not happy creatively.
Sure, yeah.
And I wanted to push it. So we did all that stuff with the same dude we did everything with, who's great. His name's Evan Perino. He plays guitar in a band called Blood Runs Cold. And he's also in a really awesome band that's popping right now called Missing Link.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nice. And he recorded all our stuff, and we did that, and I just wasn't happy with it. And then COVID hit, and I was like, oh, okay, so we have time. I'm going to put noise all over the record. So I did that, and I recorded the vocals with Evan for a little bit. I didn't like them.
Yeah.
Re-recorded the vocals three other times.
Yeah.
Went through and finished it that way. And then just wasn't happy with the mix. We were getting mixes on the Frozen Hole tour. And it was just and at that point, the band kind of felt like it was dissolving. And I didn't know if we were going to be a band. And it was like really emotionally hard for me, at least.
Sure,
it was a tough, tough time.
Damn.
So Seething is like a very bittersweet record because it's what we put out on Century first, but the getting it out was so hard.
Yeah.
And we lost, you know, two of our, you know, they were our other main songwriters, so it was like, it's an evil record to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all that pain is in there. It's and I mean, even before all that stuff, what I was writing about, it's all negative, very very painful stuff. And so it's like it's definitely not easy for me to perform or listen to all the time.
Sure, yeah.
But you know, I love it, but it's not, it's like an evil ass record.
A bad stepping stone where you can look back and maybe be a little more comfortable this time around, hopefully.
Yeah, well, it's like the whole theme of it is to kind of externalize your trauma.
Sure.
Look at it. And I mean, that's actually literally what I did with it.
Yeah.
And you know, kind of analyze the bad part of yourself and also look at like the bad shit that's happened to you. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's not, it's, it sounds cheesy, but it's like, that's what it is. And it's still like an evil sounding record. And it's not like it's a little deeper than I think a lot of people think. So
yeah.
It's literally, that's why we call it that. Cause it is seething malevolence. Like that's what it is. That's what that record does. It's what it is. So yeah, that's seething malevolence.
So what do you guys got coming up now with the new lineup and after tour and stuff?
New record is almost written, almost all the way done. I can't say who we're going in to record with, but it's all figured out. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to record with them.
Awesome.
And we have a shitload of touring. I mean,
yeah, congrats on the Ingested tour coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be
the
crazy.
Last week of that tour.
Mm-hmm. Last week of that, and we have other stuff coming up I can't say, but that's going to be really fucking cool. We're not stopping until 2024, and that's where we're getting in, going in to record the new record.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see you around then. So, but yeah, we have a lot of new. So we're playing new songs on this tour.
Awesome.
So, yeah, two new songs in the set, and then on the next one we're gonna do another new song. So,
yeah,
lot of stuff.
Awesome, dude. We look forward to what's coming up on the horizon for you guys. I guess you guys are gonna be on the road for quite a while. So hopefully
everybody
listening goes out to some of those dates and, you know, checks you guys out if they haven't already.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody is coming, you can buy tickets at vomitforth.com.
Yeah. You do it the right way. No fees, you know.
Yeah,
just hit it up.
Yeah.
And then, man, have you guys run into venues or you have, like, those merch sharing venues and shit like that?
We did on a couple on the Frozen Hole tour.
Yeah.
Not lately because we don't have it like that. We're not playing, like, huge-ass rooms yet. But
that's good.
It's like, I mean, whenever I've run into that, I just lie.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just like, we sold like a shirt. I don't know, man. You know? Or you know, a cool tip, what you want to do is if a venue's taking money from you, they have to give you a W-9 form.
Right. Yeah.
So,
sure.
And they won't.
Yeah.
They won't a lot of the time, especially unless you're in a really big band.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you that. Because it's too much of a pain in the ass for them. They're not going to do it. And they think that they, when you're doing it, when venues are doing that to smaller bands our size or something like that, they're just being predatory and shitty.
It's true. Yeah.
So I mean, either way they are, but in our situation, it's like we're small fish, so they're not gonna do that. So always fucking lie. Always get a W-9.
Gotta do it the punk rock way, man.
yeah. Fuck that.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm very. I mean, I'm grateful for venues. I'm grateful for bookers, promoters. It's a thankless task a lot of the time.
Sure.
But I'll be honest, like, I've never prescribed to the mindset of A band should be grateful because you're giving them a venue. Because I grew up playing shows in people's basements
house shows.
Yeah, VFWs and stuff like that. It's like, hey, man, this scene where and I see a lot of those bigger venues are capitalizing on hardcore and even like death metal and stuff like that. I mean, hardcore is where I feel there's a lot more heart and stuff. So
yeah, sure.
It's always been kind of like, you know, man, I know you think that like we really want to play like your big ass venue or something like that. I've had way more fun playing in a VFW where kids are losing their minds and throwing tables.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, I don't have to worry about a merch cut. What I have to worry about is someone taking my merch table and throwing it at someone. You know what I mean? Like, we've been doing this longer than, you know, we didn't need big ass venues.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're lucky though. Cause especially now, people are seeing videos of bands that are playing these bigger shows, but they're getting the reactions out of that you would see at places like that, like people punching each other and jumping off the stage and going psycho.
Yeah.
And normally a venue like that who would want a merch cut would cry about that.
Yeah.
Except when it goes viral on TikTok, now they love it. You know, so it's like, you know, fuck you with fuck that merch cut bullshit, it's dude. Fake shit, you're lucky that they're playing there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Because a hardcore band doesn't need to play there.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it. I mean, we still do it in Connecticut and stuff like that, where bigger hardcore bands will come and play at a little brewery where they don't have to worry about a merch cut. And there's fucking, I don't know, 600, 700 kids there.
They show out.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
Especially for a smaller venue.
Exactly.
It's cheaper, too.
Exactly. So it's like, man, don't be greedy and shitty. We're not the Rolling Stones. You know? Like, it's just fucked up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude, I really appreciate you doing this. And
Appreciate
your time, and glad you guys made it here safe.
Yeah, fuck this place up.
So I'm looking forward to you guys
fucking
the place up.
All right, yeah.
And you know something? I sort of enjoyed it. Phantasm.